This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Hey Mishnah Yud Ches. Arba Midos, the Yoishvin or B'Yoishvei L'Fnei Chacham. The four levels of people who sit before Chachamim. Now the Rav L'Chor is bothered by that we talked about Talmidim earlier, four types of Talmidim. Arba Midos B'Talmidim. So Rav makes a distinction over here. Arba Inyan Zikazi Korva Shichichok. That our Mishnah speaks of the ability of someone who can distinguish between information that is true and valuable, information that is false or trivial. Before, we're just talking the Gabi, person who have a good memory, whether he can remember, he can process the information. That is what the Mishnah is talking about before here, the different levels of Talmidim who can process information, store the information, learn the material well. But over here, we're talking over the ability to be able to mevarer and distinguish in the different types of material to know what's right and what's wrong. So the different types of Yoishvav de Talmidim, Yisrael Chachamim, it says svoig, which is a sponge, or mashpech, which is a funnel, mishamer is a strainer, v'nof is a sieve. Svoig is shu soifig es hakol. A sponge is a type of a Talmid who soaks up everything, that he retains everything he hears, but he lacks the intelligence to distinguish what is valuable and what is not. So maybe that's what the Rav do. Surfing as a mind, it sponges up the water. So the Rav bein achud and bein slun, all types: dirty water, clear water. Kavish yaliba roch and the kabel kol mashumet. Everything comes in, he takes in. Anybody call him for emes min hashek, but he doesn't have the ability to distinguish between emes, truth and false. The next level is a mashpek. A mashpek is a funnel. And a funnel is a type of tube, it's a tube etzem, that has a wide opening on top and a narrow one on the bottom. It's used to direct liquid into a container that has a small opener. You want to be able to get this small opening on top and pour liquid into that small opening, so you take a funnel. The liquid's poured through the top funnel, which has a wide opening, it narrows down and helps to bring the water or whatever liquid into the small opening of the bottle, whatever that you have underneath. So that's a mashpech. And it says the Rav, Krishna Noishna pi chavis or pi noit. You want to fill a barrel with, or a noid, that's a water bottle. Right? So you wanted to fill it up with Yahya Shemin. Shemachnis Bezul, Umulzi Bezul. He takes in everything he hears and he forgets it all. It goes in and goes out. That's the insight of the Mashpech. Shemachnis Bezul, Umulzi Bezul. He retains everything. Everything goes in, but everything goes out and nothing stays in. The third type of Talmud is Mishameres. He's a Mishameres, like a strainer. Shomatziah is a Yayin. He lets go of the wine, but he keeps the dregs. The dregs are the small and inedible pieces that set on the bottom of the container of wine. If you want to get rid of the dregs, he pours the contents of the container through a strainer. Receptacle which has small little holes under the strainer. The wine goes through the hole and the dregs stay on top. So that's the yesod of the Talmid who's like the Mashpech. Says the Gemara, says it, that says the Rav, Mishameres, Moitzi Kol Masha Shuev, Besameh, Vekor Dorishol Batala. Everything he learns, the good stuff, I mean, he also takes in a lot, the Torah, but the good stuff goes out. The Shvar, the stuff is Batala, think that he shouldn't learn the stuff that's not the truth, that he retains. The fourth Talmud is the Nofet, which is the Siv, who in the Mitzias Akemev, because of Soilas, he lets go of the flower dust, and he keeps the flower, that he retains what is valuable. So we know how it works. La'achas is the Rav, Shem Motzina Subin Ma'amuz Min HaKemach. If the wheat was grounded up and sifted and removed the coarse parts, V'disha HaKemach Hadach, what's left is a mixture of the fine flour, Imasolis Hagas, with the flour dust remains, V'hu HaKhoshu, that's the Ma'avino Shadinofa, V'solis Hagas. So the solis Hagas, the fine flour is mixed with the flour dust. Now we move it into a sieve, which has tiny holes. So the kemach hadak, which is the unwanted dust, goes through it. To go on afruis l'bana. V'nisha soyas agas, the fine flour stays a roshim. Kachoy os l'menachas. That's how they used to do for the menachas. He knows how to sift out what he learns. The kurd ha MS min a sheker or a bottle. He's curled to MS and the sheker goes out. That's the fourth type of Talmud. And that is the top type of Talmud, where things that he needs to, everything in life you have to sit through your mind. A lot of stuff in the world that is it mixed with MS and sheker. And a person has to know and have the ability and work on that ability to be able to sift out what is true, actually true, what isn't true, what is false, what's not MS. And when you can do that, Rabbi Sain, that is the highest level of learning properly, be able to take out the MS from the shekel, have a wonderful dawn.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.